Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on Mujahada, the chapter on striving to one's utmost extent as far as combating shaitan, combating nafs, and combating the outward enemy. All three would fall under the definition of Mujahada. So today's hadith, an Anas radiallahu anhu, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فيما يرويه عن ربه قال إذا تقرب العبد إلى إلي شبرا تقربت إليه ذراعا وإذا تقرب إلي ذراعا تقربت منه باعا وإذا أتاني يمشي أتيته هرولة. رواه البخاري. حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrates from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here we explain Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam narrating from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means hadith Qudsi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that when a servant comes to me one span, I go to him one arm's length. And when he comes to me one arm's length, I go to him two arm's length. So when a person comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much, shibran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to him zira'an. Zira'an, arm's length means from the fingertips here till the elbows. And when he comes to me one arm's length, then I go to him two arm's length. In other words, double this. So Allah, the person, now this is just an expression to show that the person does little, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates it so much. That he just came to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes to him so much. And when a person comes to him, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala two arm's length, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to him. Sorry, when he comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one arm's length, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to him two arm's length. And when he comes, Allah Ta'ala says, when he comes to me walking, I go to him running. This person just did a little, but he's coming to me walking, I go to him running. It shows the love, the mercy, the clemency of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that a person does so little and Allah is willing to do so much. In other words, Allah Ta'ala just wants this person to turn to him and he's willing to do so much. Now these are just figures of speech. It doesn't mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala literally goes running, or Allah literally starts moving in that direction towards him. This is just means the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes towards him. Ulama explained for our understanding purposes is that Allah ta'ala is not restricted by any laws of this world. There is nothing restricting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is beyond time, beyond space, beyond our understanding. Just to take a simple example so that we can get a bit of an idea, that the fish in the ocean are not governed by the laws of this land. The laws of the land are different than the laws of the ocean are different. For example, the law of the land is if a person doesn't have oxygen, he doesn't have air to breathe, then he won't survive. But when a fish comes onto the land, then the fish can't survive because the fish is not in water. And if a man goes into water, now he can't breathe until he comes back into the land where he can get some oxygen and he can now breathe. So the laws governing the fish are different, the laws governing the man are different. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah ta'ala doesn't have any laws that are governing him. So this is just an expression that when you go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even one hand's length or one arm's length or one cubit, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is willing to go to a person so much, to such an extent, a person just walks towards Allah, Allah ta'ala comes towards him running. So this just teaches us one thing, that don't ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is something that we always keep in front of us. It doesn't matter what a person is going through, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is much, much greater than whatever difficulties we are experiencing and whatever hardships we are experiencing. We'll do one more short hadith and then we'll terminate. عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس الصحة والفراغ. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, many people are deceived by two bounties, health and free time. Ni'matan, two ni'mats, maghbunun, to be deceived. So many people are deceived by two ni'mats, by two blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many people are deceived by two blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what are they? Health and free time. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us an example of capital that the person has. These are two capital items that Allah Ta'ala has given us. One is our health and one is our free time. If a person in a business, he takes his capital and he invests his capital properly, what happens? His capital is taken care of, and his profits are also taken care of, because he took his capital and he used it wisely. He used his capital intelligently. So these two things are two ni'mats that Allah Ta'ala has given us. They are two capitals. If a person utilizes it wisely, he'll get returns in this world and he'll get returns in the akhirah. What are the two capitals? One is health. This health that Allah Ta'ala has given us, if we look after it, we take care of the health, then a person not only will maintain his health, he'll get benefit out of his health. There'll be so much he can do with that health that Allah Ta'ala has given him, that strength that Allah Ta'ala has given him. There's so much that he can do, so much ibadat he can make, so much he can assist people, so many things he can do to be a means and a source of blessings to the whole community if this person uses his health correctly. But on the other hand, if he doesn't use the health correctly, he spends and he wastes away, he whiles away this capital of health, not only won't he be a benefit to himself, he won't be able to assist others, and sometimes a time may come, Allah Pak save us, that he'll become a burden to others also. Why he didn't take care of this health that Allah Ta'ala has given him? So the first thing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, that many people are being deceived by this health. When they got the health, they think they can eat what they want. They think they can behave how they want. They think they can use that health that Allah Ta'ala has given him how they want, and it will last forever. So they deceive to think that this health is going to last forever. In other words, if a person has got strength, he thinks it will last for another 20 years, another 30 years. He doesn't know health is something that Allah Ta'ala has given a person for a limited time. The time will come when this health will have to go away. So whilst it's there, utilize and protect and maximize on this capital of this health. And the next thing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says in his hadith, wal faragh, free time. That when a person has got free time, he thinks that the free time is going to last forever. He doesn't know a time will come when he's going to become occupied with other things. And sometimes it may even happen such that he may become occupied with trying to take care of that health that he had. He can get occupied with other issues that may overcome and other issues that may overtake him. So don't waste this free time you get. Unfortunately today, people look for avenues to while away time. Let's see now if there's a cricket match that we can waste 2 hours and follow 3 hours. Or there's a soccer match that now we can waste our time. Or let's see what we can do. The holiday is coming. Where we can go and just waste and spend our time and while our time away. Or sometimes it just may be a Saturday night and all the friends are getting together. And sometimes till 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, time is just being wasted over one bright stand. So therefore Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling us, don't waste these two things. They are there whilst you got it, take advantage. Do those things that will help you in the dunya and will help you in the akhirat. Because these two ni'mats are not going to last forever. When it's there, you think it's going to last forever. And when it's gone, then you'll think that, why didn't I utilize these two things wisely, intelligently? And what are these two things again? One is a person's health, and the other is a person's free time. Maximize on these two things, then a person will maximize as far as his akhirat is concerned. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.